We're back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm first excited to welcome the program my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and owner of Hollow Man Publishing and also American Made VA. Paul, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest.
Always excited to have Mina with us, Mina Valentine, and she has a great new series of books coming out that we're all excited to and waiting for her to read.
Yeah, so we're going to just jump in. Mina, thanks for stopping by. We've talked romance, other things. Now we're going to talk about the book without giving it away. We never going to give it away, but ultimately in March, we're looking for the launch, but pre-orders, probably next week when we do the podcast, we'll know about pre-orders. But tell me, first of all, why did you decide to write this series? And what was your ultimate motivation to do it?
I've already written the books for the future, but I like the characters so much that I wanted to do prequels. I'm not going to define them as such, but the series will be called The Four Horsemen. And they're a group of four men, and they all went to Eton together. They've all grown up in families that were aristocratic, their peers, and they all find their way into some kind of predicament that they end up either helping somebody or getting stuck with somebody. And then, like I said, romance novels, you always have a happy ending, so that's going to come.
All right, but so interesting, The Four Horsemen. So what time period was this taking place in?
This would be just before the Regency era. This would be 1794. They all grow up in 1794. They all fall in love in 1794, 1795. And that's an interesting time period. They're just getting water that comes through the house. They're just getting water closets. The rich are really getting those things. And it was a time where people were really rich or really poor. And I deal with that a little bit too.
And that time period is in history. You love that time period, it sounds like.
I do that time period. And I said before, we romanticize it, but I sure as hell wouldn't have wanted to grow up in that period. The poor women. But like I said, if you're really wealthy, you came from an aristocratic family, you had things much easier, although women were still treated pretty much like cattle. They couldn't own anything. Their parents, a lot of times, made their marriage for them. They couldn't own property, but there were workarounds, and there were women that were strong enough to do those workarounds so they could own their own property. But it's a nice period. It's a pretty period.
It sounds like a very pretty period for sure. And what books did you get your influence to this period as a teacher, a professor? What?
Oh my books? God. Do you see all this? Do you see all this? And there's three more shelves, two more over here. If I get an idea for a book, I first go to the internet to see if I can find the information that I need to write the book or write that part of the book. And if I don't have it, then I'll buy a book. And I don't want an ebook. I want a book that I can hold in my hands and I know it's there. If I want to pick it up and find something else that might be in that book, I have it right here. There's a lot of research that needs to be done. If you're going to write it properly, you need to know the protocol for addressing. You need to know the dress, the time for the dress code, the carriages they rode in, what kind of wheels they had, what kind of cattle were there, what companies were where.
A lot of stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of street addresses, so I could probably find my way, and I've never been to London.
So what movies or television shows are in that time period? Have there been any ever created?
Yeah, Jane Austen, all her books are in that time period. And a lot of writers use her books to draw information from. I'm not one that does that. I really rather go to the source to get the information. But a lot of them do that, and that's fine. Yeah, but those, all her books, and Charlotte Bronte, she wrote, but she was later. She was much later. I really like her.
Wow. It sounds like it.
The Bronte sisters were pretty impressive.
All right. And what's really cool is next week on this podcast, you're going to announce the if it's the book is available for pre-sales. So we're waiting. Let's hope. But
I
again,
know.
it's but you
I'm
have so many
excited.
books. But you're going to be writing how many books altogether?
Oh, this series, it's going to be 5 books from this series, and then there's going to be probably 10 from the next series. So
Wow.
I could keep my readers busy.
I'll be ready to be on red carpets with you in the movie when you have a movies made based on your stories or your books. If you're going to be writing
That
that
would
many books,
be
and
great.
that'll be all exciting where we're going with this. I'll be excited to connect with you, Mina. Best place is Mina Valentine on all different social media platforms. Check her out on Facebook. Definitely friend her. Have those conversations, and we'll talk soon, Mina.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
All right.